Okay, good evening, everyone. Please don't fall asleep on my message. Let's all stand. Today is enforced fasting. We are going to feast on the Word of God. So greet your neighbor. Say, it's good to be here. Yeah, we only do this once a year, right? Yeah. See, this is the house of the Lord, so we can be ourselves. Yeah? Is that good? Can we have a smile? Yeah, wake up thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead. And Christ shall give you what? Life. Okay. Luke chapter 1. And I just want to read this. And it says here, in Luke 1 verse 37, for with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said in verse 38, behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to their word. And the angel departed from her. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for everyone who has come. We have come with an anticipation, Lord, that you would fill us. Your word says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Your word is our food, Lord. Your word is our delight, Lord. Speak to us today, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you may be seated. Yeah. And, there's many things to say, but, this is the end of the year. Many things which God has done. We are so grateful for so many things in our lives. But this is one thought I was thinking about today. And this is it. That when you look at the story of the incarnation, I sometimes wonder how, the angel is coming and speaking to Mary, right? And I sometimes wonder that why did the angel have to speak to Mary, right? Why couldn't God say, it is done? Like in the beginning, in Genesis 1, he says, right? Let there be light. He could have said, Mary, be pregnant. Tuck. No, why? Why did God have to do that? It's very interesting that in the creation of the earth and creation of man, that God didn't ask anybody anything. He just made it. But in the story of the incarnation, there's a conversation. And for the story of the incarnation to take root and bear fruit, there had to be a choice. Mary had to make that choice. I sometimes wonder, what if Mary had said no? Right? Have you ever thought about it? What if Mary had said no? And then we see that the Lord is born, and then we see that one of the requirements of the Lord in his humanity was in Hebrews 4:15, he was tested at every point, but he chose not to sin. So at every decision in his life where there was a temptation, he had to make a choice. And all those successive choices put together, when he went on the cross, he was the lamb without blemish and without spot. And he perfectly qualified. So when he died on the cross, he was perfectly qualified to die for us. Right? And his blood was shed for us, and he was buried and he rose again. And that is the story in the Bible of the great love of God for us. That when we were sinners, he died for us. And now in Romans 5:5, his love is poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit he has given to us. Isn't that beautiful? I think that's incredible. So even the offer of salvation is a choice. God doesn't come and say, you have to believe. He does say you must be born again. But what is it? It's a choice. And when you made that one choice, what happened? You and I, we received what? Salvation, eternity, heaven, the forgiveness of sins forever. Now this is the beautiful thing today we need to understand. As we were in the prayer meeting, Peter read from the New Living Translation, and it's a beautiful translation. I never saw it that way. He said, Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. It It's beautiful, isn't it? The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. And there are three things I want to talk about, which Pastor Brian spoke in Vizag. He spoke about privileges, he spoke about potential, and he spoke about possibilities. Three things. And for this coming year in 2017, privileges, right? Potential and possibilities. The first thing is privilege. You know, in 1 Corinthians 12, it says, God gives gifts in the body of Christ. And sometimes as Christians, we focus on the gift, but we don't focus on the fruit, right? The gifts are given as God pleases, but the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22, 23, 24 is for each one of us, right? Love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, self-control. That is for each one of us to enjoy in our hearts, right? That's a privilege. That's a privilege. But what does it take to enjoy it? It's a choice. Because Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. It's a choice we make. And when we make that choice to walk in the Spirit, then we enjoy the privilege of the fruit of the Spirit. The second thing is potential. In John 12:24, Jesus said, unless a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it bears much fruit. But if it dies, it will bear much fruit. There is an innate potential in us, in each one of us, which God sees. God saw it in Mary, right? And God sees it in us. It's a unique plan for each one of us. It's a unique plan. But that potential can be realized only through death to self. There is no shortcut. You know, many times as Christians, we are looking for shortcuts. How can we, the potential come out without what? Dying to self. How can we have the cake and eat it too? Correct? Death to self. There's no way around it. And when Jesus is talking in John 12, he's talking about his own self. He's saying, you know, he's going to die and he's going to be buried and risen again. And this is, he was signifying the death he would die. And because he died for us, what happened? We what? We live. Right? So privilege, potential. Right? And the third thing is what? Possibilities, right? Luke 1:37. Nothing shall be, for with God nothing shall be impossible. We are here 31st. We are looking forward to the 2017. Another year has gone by, right? There have been many ups, downs, many blessings, many challenges. We are grateful for so many things. But this is, you know, there is tremendous possibilities with God. But those possibilities can only be released when we exercise faith in God. That's a choice we make, right? That's a choice. Possibilities for good health in the coming year. Possibilities for spiritual healing. Possibilities for deliverance from addiction. Possibilities for restored relationships and marriage. Possibilities for reconciliation. Possibilities for financial reversals and getting out of financial debt. Everything is possible with God. What? Everything is possible with God. But how is it realized? Through faith. So in closing today, right? Just think about it. God never forces anything on us. You know, his love is so beautiful, he never forces. But in Romans 8:31, it says, he that spared not his own son, how shall he not with him also freely give you all things, right? And they are ours, right? So in closing, let's encourage one another, right? Let's encourage one another. Like, you know, does God need to ask me? But isn't that beautiful? That's the humility of God. He asks me, right? You know, he asks me, would you like to serve me? He asks me, Would you like to represent me? He asked me, will you be my mouth, my ears, my hands, my feet, right? And I can say no, and he will still love me. But his love what? His love draws us today. Isn't that beautiful? His love draws us for these three things. To enjoy the privileges, to realize the potential and unique plan he has for each one of us. Right? And the possibilities are endless. Right? I remember the time when I first met Pastor Brian. We were meeting. I went to his house behind Jalwayu Vihar. And at that time, if he would have said, one day we'll have a plot and a big building, right? But 25 years later, I think, it's possible. All things are possible. All things. And it's just not about building and material things. God is able to do the impossible in our lives and through our lives. All we just need to do is believe. This is the work of God, that you believe in Him. Amen? So let's be encouraged. Draw close to the church. Come and hear the word of God. You know, I want to end with this point. Many times, because we are Indians, we think because grace is free, because we never charge for the preaching of the word, we tend to think it is cheap grace. Are you understanding? What is it? It is cheap. It is not cheap grace just because it's free. It's costly. It took the blood of the Lamb to give us this. Amen? So this year, coming year, draw close, read the Bible, come to the church, hear the word of God, encourage one another, and let's believe God for the impossible. Amen.